It's time to kick off the coach's show on this Friday morning. And joining me, Coach Miller, the West Plains Scissors. Good morning.
Morning.
Here we are. It's another Friday. And, boy, you know, we late Friday, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a late night getting back last night after playing the 7 o'clock game of Bolivar.
Yeah.
And they were running behind about 15 minutes, too. So our game really didn't get started probably about 7:15.
Yep.
Left there about 9, and then obviously I stopped and eat, and then we got back about 12:15 last night.
Yeah, I've got the Mountain Grove tournament, and my game ended last night about 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. But last night you took on Helias.
Yep.
And they're a solid team.
Very solid. Across the board, I mean, they got all the right pieces you want for a really good team. I talked to our coaching staff last night a little bit after the game, and I personally think that's one of the better teams, if not the best team we've played the whole year.
Well, they got two players that are a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care who they're playing. Mm-hmm. I'm not just talking about West Plains. Helias has got two players. They're a problem for anybody they play.
Yeah. They were just really solid across the board. Played really good defense overall. In every single film I've watched on them, they played a 2-3 zone the whole time. Last night, for us, we were down 5 at half.
Mm-hmm.
Felt like we played good overall. Came out in the second half and they switched to man. And I had not seen them play man at all throughout the whole year. And they just really got after us on the third quarter before we kind of grasped our feet a little bit. And by the time that happened, it was about a 15-point game at that point.
Well, you know, and it's not like they just come out and showed man. They can actually play man-to-man.
Yes, they can. And it's not like they don't get out of position very often. And if you try to go right, you try to go left, you're going to have somebody there helping. If you kick it out, there's going to be somebody there closing you out. If you drive to the lane, there's going to be another buy that's going to help you. And they do a really good job on rotations out of it.
Well, tonight, 5:30,
yep.
You get the Bolivar Liberators, of course, in the conference, mm-hmm. and in the new conference.
Yep.
What, you know, they failed at Thayer, mm-hmm. another quality team.
Mm-hmm.
What are you seeing out of Bolivar?
Well, I've already seen him once this year. We're going to end up seeing him three times overall. But Robbie does a great job over there at Bolivar, has been there for years. We know they're going to play some pack line man. They got five pretty good players. They don't have a ton of depth overall. Pretty quick. They got a kid, number 4, who lefty, quick, can get to the bucket. Is actually the one who actually hit the game winner on us last time.
Mm-hmm.
Their starting five's solid across the board. But they're going to try to penetrate gaps. They're going to stay back and they're going to play man. Last time they tried to take Briggs out of the game completely and just try to double team him whenever they could. Robbie's going to have him prepared.
Yeah,
he's going to have him really prepared. I mean, that's one thing about him is he is probably one of the most prepared coaches I've ever been around.
Well, and they're on their home floor. There's no place like home.
Yeah, there's nothing. I feel like we're way better at home. Now tonight will be a good test for us.
Mm-hmm.
To see if we can play that back-to-back night.
Well, you know, last time again, they did a pretty good job of taking Houston out of the game. But now that, you know, Briggs has seen it and everyone else has seen, if it's not broke, don't try and fix it.
No.
And I'm sure that's what Bolivar's going to do. Now, you know, like you said, Coach, he's going to have some other tricks.
Mm-hmm.
But there's ways now, especially after seeing it, playing in it, there's ways to counter that, isn't there?
Yes, there is. And I will say, I mean, Bolivar isn't the first and won't be the last team that try to take Briggs out of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, when we've had games this year where he's gotten triple teamed. And he's an extremely unselfish player. Like he is not like, I'm gonna go get the ball and I'm gonna score it. If you try to come double team me, I'm gonna try to find my open guy.
Yeah.
We're gonna try to go score an easy layup off of it.
And you know, I mean, I see it a lot, and that's when it, in my opinion, that's when it's even more important for the other four to work even harder.
Yes.
Because, man, they can get some easy buckets, but you can't be flat-footed.
No. This actually happened a little bit last week against Branson. We didn't have Briggs in that game, and we had Clay and Robbins was our five. Mm-hmm. A lot of times Bolivar or Branson started double teaming him. Whoever man left in a double team, he would cut to the basket, and we got about probably five or six layups.
Yeah.
Just because of them just cutting and just putting pressure on the paint. But they got to move. They can't just stand there and just expect to be open.
Yeah, and even running a high low. Mm-hmm. If they're going to double team, you know, that high low could be really devastating.
Yeah, it could. It just creates. We're always working on spacing and controlling mm-hmm. tempo. Once we get the ball down into Briggs, we're gonna score it more times than we're not.
Well, overall health, everybody's still pretty healthy.
Yep. Overall, everybody's pretty healthy. But we got a task tonight against the Bolivar Liberators.
Mm-hmm.
Again, very well coached. It'll be a tough one for us, but I think we'll be ready to go, ready to play.
And it's a long road trip. That's a haul. But now tonight, you guys are not going to come. You know, you're not going to have to worry about that long road trip back and then back up there. So
no, which will be nice. The only bad thing is I like sleeping in my own bed.
Oh yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. I feel that. I do. But I mean, you know, the camaraderie too that it can help build.
Yes. It's a great time for team bonding. I mean, one thing we always do every year since I've been assistant here is we've always tried to take them out to eat sometime as a JV varsity team and kind of just get away from basketball for a little bit mm-hmm. and just have fun, just talk.
Mm-hmm.
And get away from cell phones, get away from earbuds and just talk to one another. Have a conversation, yeah. Have fun. Make a joke.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, tonight, the West Plains Zizzers will be playing Bolivar. Tip-off is, again, tentatively, because these tournaments, they mm-hmm. run quick, they run long, you know, but tentatively, it's set for a 5:30 tip-off. The game will air on Hot Country KDY 102.5. Harlan will get a nap, and he'll put on his bunny ears and head right up there, and he'll be all over it. So, everybody, Coach Miller, the West Plains Zizzers, appreciate you coming by and sharing that with us.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Gary.